Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 8 years ago today, the Day of Rage protest garnered a harsh reaction from Syria's government. Next came months of unrest and then Syria's civil war. Today, roughly half of Syria's population can't survive without emergency aid. The crisis seems hopeless and endless. But Samuel of Redemptive Stories says they're communicating a different story to Syrian refugees and others in the Middle East.
We continually have to communicate that there's something better out there for them. There's something better, and that better thing is a relationship with Christ.
Is there someone you know who could use some encouragement? Try telling them about the hope that you have in Christ.
We get so busy in our tasks, or even in our own individual family, and we don't truly know how to love our neighbor anymore. We don't know how to truly care for them and spend time with them.
And do you want to serve in the mission field but feel unqualified? Well, you may be more qualified than you think. Teach Beyond's Heather Brown.
One of the biggest misconceptions that I have run into is the fact that people don't realize that they can use whatever skills or training that they have for in missions. With us, many people are coming to us to serve as teachers. And yet there are other positions. We need people to be involved in business development and communications. And so some of those outside positions as well that help to sustain the work at each of these schools and programs.
Teach Beyond is seeking people with experience in their field, have a passion to serve, and a heart set on God. If that's you, find Teach Beyond opportunities at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.